Hello, and welcome to Humans of Agape. We are Agape Europe, a community of people who make Jesus known so lives are changed and Europe is transformed. We want to bring spiritual hope and help to people from all walks of life. I am your host, Jochen Geck. I work in the Berlin City Hub in Germany and lead Glaube Digital, Agape Germany's digital ministry. And I'm curious to hear about what God is doing across Europe. Lockdown lore is back. Almost exactly a year ago, we decided to try something new. We figured that since many of us are working from home these days, when we're not commuting or traveling, we don't find the time to listen to longer podcasts. But we still want to hear about what God is doing. So with Lockdown Lore, we wanted to take about 10 minutes to hear from one of our famed humans of Agape, who shares one story, one idea, or one verse that seemed relevant for this time. Well, guess what? 1 year later, lockdowns are still a thing. The pandemic is still around. Most of us still work from home. And there's not a lot of commuting and certainly no traveling going on. But God is still at work. Maybe even more than ever. So today I want to share with you something that I have been musing about. Lockdown life is hard. There, I said it. Whether you're at home with the kids all day long, or you live by yourself and would really like to see people, whether ministry activities have to be adjusted all the time or are just cancelled, whether you're in a country that's super strict or not so much, there are a lot of things to be frustrated about. So many things aren't like they used to be. Quite the opposite. They call it the new normal, but what if I like the old one better? And so many things that were a regular part of my life aren't a part of it anymore. Without me getting a say in it. One of the hardest things is not getting to travel, and I don't even mean just for the fun of it. My fiancé lives in the south of France, and I live in Berlin, so we've been dating long distance for all of our relationship, but where before that meant fun weekends with short, albeit not very environmentally conscious, low-cost flights, last year that meant 5 long months of not getting to see each other. That was hard. Granted, this really made me value the surprising times we got to have together that we can't take for, well, granted. You know, the times when flights weren't canceled and borders weren't closed. But I'm also thinking of the many staff who didn't get to see their loved ones or go to their home countries because they are working overseas. What a sacrifice so you can serve the Lord. Thank you for your service. So, lately I've been wrestling with entitlement. Many of the things that I've just mentioned are great things and desires. Wanting community. Wanting to do ministry with actual people. Wanting to spend time with family. The thing is, I'm not promised any of these things. Nobody owes me any of that. If anything, the New Testament promises suffering and persecution to believers. And my situation is far from being that dire, thankfully. To be totally clear, the New Testament also promises that Jesus will be with us always. But with the gentle nudging of the Holy Spirit, I realize that maybe sometimes I make the way I want to live, my freedom to travel, and yes, even the way I do ministry, an idol. Something that has a higher priority in my life than going to the Lord for guidance, counsel, and comfort. But even with this conviction, I've found it hard to apply this to my everyday life. So I turned to another source of wisdom. Another great Berliner whom I deeply admire. His name is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. This great pastor and theologian wrote an essay that was posthumously published in his Letters and Papers from Prison. It's called After 10 Years and was written in December 1942. And while I want in no way, shape, or form compare what we're experiencing to Nazi Germany, There's a bit that spoke to me today, and I want to share it with you. It's called Present and Future. We always used to think it was one of the elementary rights of man that he should be able to plan his life in advance, both private life and professional. That is a thing of the past. The pressure of events is forcing us to give up being anxious about tomorrow. But it makes all the difference in the world whether we accept it willingly and in faith, which is what the Sermon on the Mount means, or under compulsion. For most people, not to plan the future means to live irresponsibly and frivolously, to live just for the moment, while some few continue to dream of better days to come. But we cannot take either of these courses. We are still left with only the narrow way, a way often hardly to be found, of living every day as if it were our last, yet in faith and responsibility, living as though a splendid future still lay before us. Houses and fields and vineyards shall yet again be bought in this land, cries Jeremiah, just as the holy city is about to be destroyed, a striking contrast to his previous prophecies of woe. It is a divine sign and pledge of better things to come, just when all seems blackest. Thinking and acting for the sake of the coming generation, but being ready to leave this world every day without fear or worry. That is the spirit in which we are being forced to live in practice. It is not easy to be brave and hold out, but it is imperative. Wow. I think there's much to be said about these words, but here's what stood out to me. I fully understand what it means to dream of better days to come. Isn't that what so many people are doing? What I catch myself doing all the time? Once this pandemic is over, once we're all vaccinated. But all that does is put our lives and the mission that God gave us on hold. And all that is living like people who don't put their hope in Jesus Christ. I think what Bonhoeffer reminds us of is true. Living every day as if it were our last, yet in faith and responsibility, living as though a splendid future still lay before us. Thinking and acting for the sake of the coming generation, but being ready to leave this world every day without fear or worry. That is the tension of fully living in God's kingdom here and now, while also longing for heaven. So let me challenge you. In this odd season, no matter if you're home with kids or home alone, if you have roommates or are married, if you're overwhelmed with work or don't know how to fill your day, if you're confused, anxious, or actually feeling all right, what would it mean for you to live like this, fully living in God's kingdom here and now, while also longing for heaven? Thanks for listening to this episode of Humans of Agape. If you like this podcast, why don't you take a minute and send a message to your friends to recommend it to them? And how about sharing your favorite quote in your Instagram stories? Speaking about social media, you can find Agape Europe on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram, or check out our website, agapeeurope.org. I'm Jochen Geck, and this is Humans of Agape. See you next time!